Okay, here we go. Today's January the 18th in 2019, and there is, we laugh and the Predators say this all the time, but today is, excuse me, National Maintenance Day.
Yeah, I think everybody needs a maintenance day every once in a while. You just get run down, you get this, you get, you know, mentally and
physically. Maintenance day.
Yeah.
So take your car to the shop, get it checked out. And that could mean a bunch of things.
Well, I had my maintenance day Tuesday, and they checked under the hood.
Oh, gross. Thesaurus Day. Tell you what, kids out there listening who want to be aspiring journalists, go get yourself a good thesaurus.
Yes, that gives you other options.
Yes.
Like thesaurus is Book of Words.
Yeah, instead of being stupid, you're obtuse.
Or acute. No, you're not acute.
I'm very cute.
No, you're not.
And it's National Winnie the Pooh Day, who, by the way, does not wear pants. Hit it, Charlie.
Well, neither do you half the time.
I do in public. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
National. His friends are Eeyore, which is Jay Henson. Piglet, which is Johnny Ballpark Franks.
Thank you, Caitlin. Think he would like being called Piglet.
Yeah, he's part of the gang, man.
Okay, fine.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hits my hair.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, we're live with the Southern in downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster. Packed house down here today. It's always that way when we're here. Real quick, people listening around the country right now, this is odd. This is really odd. Los Angeles, California. It's got to be because Cropper's coming on.
Yeah, he spent a large life of professionally out there, right? Yeah, professionally, yeah.
Hendersonville, Tennessee,
okay.
Blowing it up over
there. Well, we had Zach Curtis on yesterday.
And then, of course, the fine folks in Rayon City out at Judy's Cafe. God
still
bless.
Still couldn't. I tried to put the GPS for the Judy's to go there.
Yeah.
Didn't come up.
She's not big on social media. Okay. That way. All right, today, January 18th. Greg, let's see here. 1951. The NFL rules that this position is no longer eligible for a forward pass. 1951.
The tackle.
Correct. Tackle cannot go out for passes anymore. Which they should institute the rule that everybody gets to go out for a pass. That'd be massive chaos.
That would be Ken Wisenhunt.
Also, quarterbacks would be dying at a high rate.
Yes.
1976 on this day, Super Bowl X, Pittsburgh defeats the Cowboys 21-17. Who was the MVP of that game?
What year? I'm sorry.
1976, Super Bowl X.
I don't know. Staubach?
No.
Bob Lilly?
Steelers won, dude.
Steelers won. Terry Bradshaw?
No.
Swan.
Only had four catches in the
Lynn
game.
Swan.
That's right.
I need to pay a bit.
Let's see. 1983, the International Olympic Committee restores this guy's Olympic medals 70 years after they were taken away for him because he was paid $25 in semi-pro baseball.
What year?
1983.
Oh.
The greatest athlete of all time.
Jim Thorpe,
yeah. Who, by the way, is Bill Thorpe's uncle.
Okay. I didn't know Bill Thorpe was of Native Indian descent.
He is. He still is. 1998 on this day, the Boston Celtics retire the Chiefs number. Robert Parrish, what number was that?
Man, was that four?
Nope. Come on.
One.
Nope.
Zero.
Double zero. Good job, though. You got it down there.
I should have got that first off.
2009 on this day, 1 week after beating the Titans in the divisional game, this team beat the Ravens in the AFC Championship game, and they went on to win the Super Bowl. 2009 on this day.
That would be the
Do you want your clue?
It's got to be an NFC team, obviously.
No.
What? I misunderstood. Your questions are discombobulated.
No.
This one.
A week after beating the Titans in the AFC divisional game,
right?
This team beats the Ravens in the championship game and goes on to win the Super Bowl.
Patriots.
Steelers. Steelers beat the Titans here in the playoffs.
All right. Good. And then went on and did what?
Beat the Ravens in the AFC championship game, then beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
My goodness, man. This is just nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you're really on my
You're
nose.
Stupid.
What?
All right. That's
not very nice.
Here we go. Time for celebrity birthdays.
All right. Now, Charlie and I are tied, right, for the week.
That's correct. You guys are tied for the week. So here we go. Celebrity birthdays. First up today, actor-director Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner is 72.
65.
64. 72. Country singer-actor Mark Colley from Kentucky.
His brother David Colley, longtime high school basketball
That's
coach
correct.
At Columbia.
And then his son Border Colley is a special puppy dog.
That is so stupid. That it's funny.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Mark Colley.
Oh, Mark Colley.
Stop stalling.
Mark Colley is 59.
Let's try 60 for a block.
63.
Oh.
Comedian Dave Attell.
45.
Dave Attell is 53.
He's 54. Mm. Charlie's up 2-0. Greg, quit looking at my computer.
I even if I look at your computer, I can't see what's on the screen.
Doesn't matter. Actor Jason Segel. He was in one of those CBS comedies, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
48.
40.
39. Charlie's up 3-0, and we'll see how this is going to go. Julius Peppers.
34. 39.
Julius Peppers is exactly 39 years old. Greg, good effort today. It's 4-0 already, but you're trying. I like the effort that you're showing for us today. Let's keep going this because we got to get the swoop on this. The swoop is always what we strive for.
Or the swoosh.
What did I say?
Swoop.
The swoop.
That's Beta Bullets with their swoop.
Oh, good loud. We need one more here. I need one more here. Rapper DJ Quick. Quick. That's the difference.
Yeah. I have no idea. Don't care. 35.
50.
48.
Oh, my God.
Boom, it's over.
Boom.
Nice job.
What, you got a headset there. No, that don't headset.
She had a birthday yesterday.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Steve Crump.
You said it yesterday, Greg.
Betty
White.
Charlie said 97.
97.
Yep, 97.
97 years old. Yep. That's right. All right, here's your music question, Greg, all right? This was one of the top songs in the 70s, all right?
Can I get a lifeline to one of the greatest?
You're looking at the lifeline.
Uh-huh.
This song was recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And our esteemed guest played on this song.
All right, Rod Stewart.
And?
Tonight's the Night.
That's correct.
Okay.
Steve Cropper had a big hand in that
Steve,
song.
Would you produce that one, Steve? Didn't produce it.
He was there.
He was there.
Who's coming up at 10 o'clock, Greg?
You know what? Coming up at 10 o'clock, it is the Picking with the Pickers, presented by Landmark Bank and Pickers Vodka, none other than the GOAT, the greatest of all time, one of the great ones, and just a great guy on top of everything. As a matter of fact, I'd rather talk to his beautiful wife, Angel, who's sitting over here talking to Anna. But Steve Cropper. It's going to be Steve Cropper.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to having him.
And sit right down. Loosen up that pretty French gal. Let me pour you a good long drink. Ooh, baby, don't you hesitate. Tonight's the night. It's gonna be alright.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.